Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
See, I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rhyme. You don't want to what?
Yeah, that's with me.
Tell I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Tez, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
Man, we don't stand for him. Who we?
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us. Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Teslin Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Teslin Figaro here. Straight shot, no chaser. Live podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I just wanted to stop in right quick and let you know about the bottom line, because many of you are missing the bottom line. You're missing the bottom line. You're not getting it. You're confused. You're all over the place. And I need you to understand the bottom line. Can somebody hashtag at least one time for me in the chat? Instagram is my most engaged group. So can you hashtag in the chat just for me one time, bottom line? Because I think people are missing the bottom line. So I just wanted to pull up quickly and discuss the Republican rebels and how you don't have to like it, but that shit worked. Let me say it again. You don't have to like it, but that shit. Meaning that it doesn't matter if they ask for a piece of bubble gum, if they ask for $2, $5, the bottom line is they asked for it, they held the line for 5 days. Many of you went crazy over four or five days of negotiation. They stood on the train track until they got what they wanted, and it worked. It's just that simple. We don't have to make this something so complicated. I know you guys want to get into the conversation on, well, it really doesn't matter because they didn't get this and they didn't get that and they got played, and down the line it's going to be this and it's going to be that, and what about this and what about that? No, let's just focus on the bottom line. The bottom line is it worked. Like it or not, it works. And so the question is, just one quick question I just have for you. Matter of fact, let me just go over a couple of the concessions. One member can call to vote. Let's just go over it right quick. Key concessions. One member can call for vote to oust the speaker. McCarthy aligned the PAC, won't play in the open seat, safe primaries. Hold on, let me pause on that. PAC won't play in the open seat, safe primaries. Guess who started a PAC in the Democrat Party to go against current incumbents? Hakeem Jeffries. That's right, folks. Hakeem Jeffries has a PAC called Team Blue to sit down to make sure that incumbents are not challenged. So guess what the rebel Republicans negotiated? I need y'all to understand this. The rebel Republicans negotiated that McCarthy will stay out of safe primary. Ooh, wee. Oh, he didn't get nothing out the deal? The rebel Republicans didn't get nothing out the deal? It looks like that's probably one of the most important things. Progressives, they got played because Hakeem Jeffries started a PAC. I did a podcast on this a few weeks ago. Hakeem Jeffries started a PAC called Team Blue that was created to make sure that incumbents kept their seat in safe primaries. Not primaries that could go red or blue, but in safe primaries. So the rebel Republicans, you know, the ones y'all say so crazy, so chaotic, they made sure that before they got their votes, McCarthy, you're going to stay out of our business when it comes to sitting down these incumbents. The third thing that they got, House will hold votes on all conservative bills, meaning before a bill is passed, we need to have a vote. They also got, for those who said they didn't get nothing, they also got 72 hours to review bills before they come to the floor, because they didn't like how the last bill, especially the infrastructure, was rushed out on the floor. They said, hold up. Hey, McCarthy, over the next 2 years, before you play this game, we want to make sure that we see it all. And they did this against their own party. See, Democrats, while you guys were sitting up talking about, oh, we all together on the Democrat side, look at those Republicans. Look at those gangster Republicans making sure. Because they understand it's a divide within the Republican Party. You know, Democrats try to play like it ain't no divide between the progressives and the Democrats. The moderate Democrats. Shit, maybe it ain't. Maybe it ain't no divide. Maybe they all on the same page. I don't know. Y'all help me out. Because progressives didn't even raise their hand to say, hey, we're going to challenge Hakeem Jeffries unless these key things are met. The last thing, and probably one of the most important things they got, was making sure that more Freedom Caucus members are on the Rules Committee. Do y'all understand how powerful that is? They said, we're going to make sure we put some of our homies up here to make the decisions because we don't trust you, McCarthy. See, they did what progressives could have done with Hakeem Jeffries, but progressives didn't even raise their hand. They got down, they laid down. When the streets, we call it get out or lay down. They got down because they knew they would get laid down by Hakeem Jeffries and get put out their seat. So they sat there and they were quiet. Yeah, folks. The rebel Republicans showed you how it should be done. And let me make this disclaimer. I don't support the Freedom Caucus. I don't stand for what they believe in. I'm not a conservative. What I'm trying to get you to understand is the bottom line that happened. They asked for these things in July. McCarthy ignored them. They said, no problem. We're going to circle the block. We're going to wait until you're most vulnerable, until you need us more than we need you. And we're going to stand on the train track and we're going to stop this bitch until it's done. And they didn't give a damn about what y'all tweeted with your little fingers, what y'all posted with your little hands, calling them chaotic, calling them disruptors, calling them crazies, calling them not. They didn't give a damn about none of that. They sat in the back room meeting, and yesterday actually did it on the floor, in case y'all missed yesterday. Did it on the floor. And said, I thought I told you, Matt Gay said, I thought I told you I ain't moving until all six of us both present. They did it on the floor for you all to see. And you know why the media don't want y'all to see this? You know why they got to keep drilling to you over and over and over? Oh, they're chaotic. Oh, they're this. Oh, they're that. Oh, they're... See, they got to shame you so that you don't ever try it. It's called the pimp game. See, the pimp game, the pimp has to intimidate. The pimp has to intimidate you from ever rising up and believing that you too can have this type of power. Go back and read. Go back and listen to pimps, politicians, and pastors. I break it down. So nice. So they have to do it in a way, they have to shame you in a way to say, if you ever tried, it's called buck breaking back in slavery times. Let's bring out the strongest one and let's whoop them good until anybody, so that nobody else will try it. So the media had to say over and over and over, look at how chaotic, look at how disrupted, look at how they doing this on January 6th. Look at how they're burning it all down. Look at how crazy, crazy, crazy. And they didn't give a damn what you were talking about, because they knew the 20th. They knew that McCarthy needed them more than they needed McCarthy. And you applauded and you thought it was a win to see the Democrats all lined up and they voted in Hakeem Jeffries as the moderate leader, the Democrat leader. Shout out to Hakeem for being the biggest boss of them all, because he told progressives, you bet not open up your damn mouth. I just got to say it because they ain't going to say it. Hakeem told you progressives, you squad members, when I get ready to be voted in, when I get ready to be voted in as the Democrat leader, because by the way, he is the Democrat leader. He was never going to get Speaker of the House. That was all just for show. When he got voted in as the Democrat leader, he told progressives, you better not raise your hand. And they sent the message to Bernie and said, Bernie, you better shut your mouth and not tell these progressives what to do in the House like you did with infrastructure. And guess what they did? They followed suit. I know y'all call it unity. I know y'all call it, we don't want to have chaos. I know y'all call it getting it done. But if I was a progressive and I gave my $3 to these progressive rebels that keep on telling you they rebels, I would be asking for my money back. Because see, the problem is they ran on the idea of being rebels. See, that's the problem. I don't have no problem with being no unifier. My problem is you sold the people on something different. You told the people that you were going to be a rebel. You told the people that you were going to shut it down. You told the people that you were going in, remember? They did all that big talk. And I don't see none of that talk being backed up with none of that walk. They walk to their seat and they sit down and they shut up. These are just the facts, folks. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like what they stand for. You don't have to like how they did it.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just joining me, rewind this. I talked about the concessions that those crazy rebel Republicans got, which is a whole list of things like, one, making sure they were seated on the committees. Like, two, making sure that it only requires one member to out the speaker. That means one member, they're not even going to wait because they're going to put McCarthy out. So they even set it up so that McCarthy could help get put out his own seat. Man, if that ain't so damn gangster. If that ain't so damn gangster, I don't know what is. They set it up so that McCarthy can get put out of his own seat. The Democrats would never. The Democrats would never. They also told McCarthy, I'm just repeating it for those who just joined. They also told McCarthy, make sure that any political action committee that you are aligned with stays out of safe primaries. What is a safe primary? Let me give you an example for those who don't understand. When Nina Turner ran against Chantel Brown, that was a safe, that's what they call a safe primary because they knew it was going to a Democrat regardless. I'm just giving y'all an example. They knew it was going to a Democrat regardless, but yet Democrat leadership Democrat-aligned PACs, political action committees, got involved in her race. And Hakeem said flat out, we're starting this political action committee called Team Blue to interfere in safe primaries. So the crazy, as y'all call them, chaotic, as y'all call them, rebels, as y'all call them, they said, before you get our vote, we want to make sure you stay out of safe primaries, because we're going to shut down some of these incumbents. They also said, we want to make sure that there's a vote, meaning we want you to come on the floor and stand, show where you are, kind of like what Force the Vote is talking about. They said, we want to make sure that we hold a vote, not just negotiated in the back. We want an actual vote on key conservative bills. They also said they want 72 hours to review the bills before they come to the floor. None of that just rushing the bill through. They also said they want more of their members on the Rules Committee. If that ain't gangsta, I don't know what is. So you can listen to the mainstream media if you want to say they didn't get nothing out the deal. Oh, it was just grandstanding. Oh, they were just there to burn it all down. Hey, guess what? They burnt that bitch down and they the last man standing. You've been listening to Straight Shot, No Chaser. This is your girl, Teslin Figaro. Make sure you subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I'll break more of this down later. Peace. If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.